When October 7th happened, I was like, there's no way that, you know, people see this horrific act and see this terrorism that's happening and don't side with the Jews and with the Israelis. Now all over the world, you know, people see that Israel, you know, they have a strong military, they have the foreign backing with the U.S., and they see like the Palestinians and they instantly think that Israel is the oppressor. You know, people really need to read more into the conflict and understand it from a historical context to really understand what's going on. It's heart-wrenching to see all these people believe whatever they see on social media and they don't really look into the conflict.
I am a member of the Palestinian diaspora. My grandfather's family is originally from Jaffa, which was occupied in 1948. I am one of the 7 million refugees or descendants of refugees waiting for our right to return. What's currently happening in Palestine, people think that it started on October 7th, when in reality, this has been ongoing for 75 years.
Many of the headlines portray this as an October 7th beginning event. But this is simply one event that has been the result of nearly a century of agitation, a century of forcible removal of people from land, killing of innocent people, detaining of children and women. This is simply one event in a long history of oppression against the Palestinian people that is based on a racist and genocidal agenda, which does not equate the value of each human life to the same standard.
People don't truly understand the background. There were two periods of time in Israel's history. We call them the first and second intifadas, mass suicide bombings, mass shootings, and mass killings in Israel. There was buses that were getting blown up left and right. And when something like that happens, you begin to question the neighbors around you. Now, I'm not trying to justify some of the racism that Israelis hold. I think that it's part of the problem, and I think we need to dismantle that racism. But you need to understand the things these people have endured. You have to understand the traumas. There are so many who would have loved to have a two-state solution, who would have loved to live in peace. And after a time of bombings and killings, people do not see a peaceful solution happening until Hamas gives up their power.
I am Palestinian, and my country has mountains, seas, deserts, and I cannot go anywhere. But like Israeli citizens coming from Europe, immigrating to Israel, they can go. The Mediterranean Sea is like somewhere very pretty. I visited it from Portugal, from Spain, from Italy, from Turkey, from Cyprus. But I cannot go to it from Palestine. Like, how does this make sense?